what a final day of the season that was, Gareth.
Yeah, it was very tense. I mean, we don't make it easy for ourselves, but we spoke about it and the boys stepped up today. You know, there's everyone that batted today played a part in getting away with a draw there today and securing Division 1 status for next year.
Very satisfying feeling.
Most definitely, yeah. All credit to Warwickshire, they played a very good game of cricket there and they fought all the way to the end and they got a decent team. Hopefully they come up next year again, but all credit to the boys for sticking it out there and proving what we're worth.
Bittersweet slightly because in drawing today you've effectively sent down your old club.
Yeah, it's a strange one because in 2011 I helped them get into Division 1 and today I played a part to push them back down into Div 2 again, but they're a good enough team to come straight back up, hopefully. I also want to go play back at Lords again. You know, I miss playing at Lords, so hopefully it'll be on the cards still before I end my career.
It's always Merchant Taylors or Uxbridge, though.
When we play, yes, definitely. But hopefully our luck will turn around. But, yeah, I mean, I don't really think about Middlesex anymore. You know, that Hampshire's my club now, and today showed that, you know, I'll fight tooth and nail to try and keep the club in Div 1.
Some big partnerships today, Vince Dawson, yourself and Ian Holland. It looked like you and Ian Holland had a specific plan there for a while.
Yeah, we did, and it came from Dutchie. You know, he said to me, listen, I've faced Cheats for a bit, yeah. I'll take him on and you stay at the other end and face the Seamers. And I was quite happy for that. And it shows a bit of class from him, you know, in terms of maturity and that, and to take on one of the best spinners in the game around at the moment. So I was quite happy to face the Seamers. I felt comfortable with the Seamers and Dutchie felt comfortable with the spinners. So it was a game plan and it worked pretty well for us.
You all showed remarkable restraint because, you know, we're so used to seeing batsmen be positive now, but there was nothing like that. You were positive, but in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go into your shell completely. You still have to be a positive cricketer out there in a situation where you're trying to draw a game or bat out a game. But you got to play within yourself still and, you know, keep out the good ones. That's the most important thing.
Disappointment, though, that it actually came down to literally the last session, the last few overs in a season where, at one stage, certainly early on in the season, you guys threatened to really set the Division 1 alight.
Yeah, it is. We played some good cricket in the beginning of the season and towards the end we didn't. And, you know, the weather played a little bit of a part in this game last night and it helped us. But the cricketing gods said to us, yeah, it's a beautiful day out here and go and prove your worth and stay in Div 1. We stepped up to it.
Be honest, is there ever a point in this game that you thought, that's it, we're gone?
You know, the wickets have fallen in clusters over the game, so there's always that in the back of your mind. But you just got to have faith with the people that are batting out there, and when it comes to your turn to play your part for the team.
When you experience lows, does situations like this just make everything, you know, it's why you play?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Four-deck cricket is like a big game of chess, so for me, it's the highs and lows that get you through a season, and you learn from your mistakes, and you enjoy it along the way too. And we've got a great bunch of guys out there in our changing room, and we have a good core of senior players that hopefully we can stay around next year and do better.
I asked Dawson this, and I asked Giles this earlier, but 2 years ago you stayed up by 2 points. You had to win and hope Sussex struggled, which they did. Last year's a bit different, of course, because mm-hmm. of Durham's financial situation. Now you've stayed up. What's been the more satisfying or the more difficult to achieve between those two?
I think the first two were out of our hands in a way, and this one was. And so I feel this one was definitely the toughest one out of the three because we had to play a part two in without any other results going our way. So it was tougher today, I think. There was more pressure on us to try and stay out there for the rest of the game.